when to set up mostly has to do with the distance between you and the animal. But being able to tell how far away any particular bull is can be difficult because of the many variables there are. Direction of the animal, the environmental conditions, time of day, or even the strength of the bull's voice at the time. He might not even be just into it and being lazy when he calls, or he could be bugling in one direction and then turn around and bugle in another. If you want to learn more about these variables, you're going to have to go to the page and click on the blue box below. The first thing that we're going to talk about, though, is guesstimating distance. Because as a first-time elk hunter, it will take some time and some guesstimation and some encounters before you can really develop your own internal feel for the relationship of the sound of that bugle to the distance. This is especially true with all the variables that we talked about previously in that box that you popped out. But there are some little hints that I will share with you that just might help, and then we will talk about the when. This is not a science, trust me. This is a feel for situations. And even though each person will develop their own feel, you will develop yours for your distance from a bugling animal. Hopefully, the following will help you on your way and just give you a baseline to begin with. So, hint number one. The first time you have a bull elk spotted that is bugling in a park, in an opening, or anywhere where you can use your rangefinder, if it goes that far, or your GPS app, find out how far the animal is. With that knowledge, close your eyes and let it imprint. Always note the variables that exist so that you can relate each situation. And what I mean by that is, you might have a bull out in a park early morning when it's cool weather and sound is really going a long way. Or you can have that very same bull later in the afternoon when it's a little bit more windy, or you have some winds that have come up and you've got more of the forest sounds going, and it could sound different. So you got to learn to relate what's going on there. What does it sound like in the early morning? What does it sound like in the afternoon? Okay, so hint two. I have a sample below, but hopefully when you hear what I'm describing in real life, you'll have that aha moment. A distant bugle of a half mile or so sounds exactly that. Distant, melodic, and haunting. It is smooth and bounces through the hills. That's about the only way I can describe it to you. And when I say smooth, it's like it's just one melodic sound, and you can just hear that haunting echo. All right, so hint three, this is about bulls 400 to 600 yards away. They're more distinct and with a deeper sound, and they still somewhat echo depending on the terrain. And I'll tell you this, guys, man, you can have a bull in between some hills that's 200 yards away and still have somewhat of that echo. But what starts to happen is it gets a little more distinct with the sounds. The closer it gets, you start to hear more of the voice, more of the variables, more of the little changes, more of the rasp. So bulls 400, 600 yards away, they are a little bit more distinct, but they still have that somewhat echo sound, and things are still, they're not as smooth as when it's just way far away, just, you know, like that loon reaching out, but it does have that deeper and still somewhat echoing sound in the terrain. Okay, so hint number four. And oh, by the way, if you are just listening to this and you go to this page, I actually have samples on the page to give you an idea of what it might possibly sound like. Again, this is just a baseline. It's not a science, but what we're trying to do is we're trying to take you who have probably not heard it or don't know how to relate, or you have no kind of baseline, to give you some kind of idea. Okay, so back to hint number four. This is bulls about 200 yards out. They sound strong, distinct, and deep. And what I mean about deep is that their sound seems full and resonant. Okay, as they start to get closer to you, you almost can hear the air in the voice. You can almost hear the errors in the voice. Okay, but 200 yards out, they still have that distinct and deep sound to them. Their location now, though, at 200 yards is easy to peg, especially once they're between 150 and 200. Their sound, like I mentioned before, really can still bounce or echo depending on the terrain, but it is definitely more distinct and definitely has a location of origin. You're able to look and you're able to point and go, he's right there. Okay? Don't forget, go back and listen to that sample. Now, hint number five, bulls that are right on top of you, man, I mean, these guys that are 20 to 60 yards, they lose that deep resonant sound. You can actually hear the breathly sound in their voice. I don't know if that's a word, breathly, y'all, but that's the only way I describe it, man. You can actually hear the air that coming over through their bugle, and it becomes more flat, tinny, or plain sounding. And to me, honestly, it's almost like the volume is different and not like you would think it should be at a close distance. Sometimes when they are right on top of you, it almost sounds like they're a little bit further. The way that you know they're not is just because you can hear all of those distinct parts of their voice. You can just, you can tell they're on top of you. But it's interesting. The farther away they are, the more echoey, the more smooth it is. The closer they get to you, the more you start to hear, especially in that 20 to 60 yards. Man, it's just like they are pounding you, man. Okay? So, in the above hints, we use a given number of yards to describe how far we believe an animal to be when we're closing the gap. But understand, these numbers are only important in getting a general idea of distance. So like when I say 200 yards or 400 yards, that doesn't mean that critter's 200 or 400. It's just a general idea. Because when we are trying to set up, especially as an archery hunter, we're saying that we want to get into that 2 to 150 to 100 range in there, right? So it just kind of gives you an idea, depending on whether or not that animal's moving into you, staying put, how thick the forest is, what time of day it is, all those different variables that we talked about in that one thing up above. So you will never be exact, guys, and it's not important to be exact. Again, it's just to help you feel when you are within distance to set up on your target bull. So don't stress on exact numbers. You will develop your feel and learn to trust your instincts. But I can promise you this, man. I'm not able to tell you how many times I've blown up situations because a bull was bugling in one direction. I start to go in, and he was actually closer than what I thought. So, you know, give yourself a break. You know, it's going to happen. That little voice inside, that feeling that comes over you will tell you when it's time. Learn to feel that. If you start to get nervous that that critter's close, you had better be listening to that feeling. The worst that can happen is that you are a little short, and after response, you need to move up. That's something that happens all the time, no big deal, and it's not hard just to move up.